Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And my guest now is Tyler Briggs. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a few hours.
Yeah, it's been a few hours. It was good to see you. Thanks for popping by the house today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
So we're doing this man short again?
Yeah, shorthanded again. It feels like the penalty kill that never ends. But I'm not much of a power play guy. I'm a penalty killer. So, you know, I'm all for this. So we can do the shorthanded.
Yeah. Hey, we've done it before. We can do it again.
Yeah, that's right. We're like the dynamic duo.
Yes.
I'm the road dog and you're Billy Gunn.
Yes. Or there's lots of duos out there we can name. And
dynamic duos, yeah. No kidding, hey? And if the New Age Outlaws are the first two that come to mind for me, that's pretty, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
Before he joined the road dog, he was a member of kind of like a cowboy team with Bart Gunn.
Oh, yeah, he was, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, man. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
It's because I'm so young. You're a little older, so you remember those things, right? But me, yeah. You know, my memories are cloudy before 1995, 96-ish, so.
And we're kind of like the Legion of Doom?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, no kidding. I could be, I'll be Warrior.
Yeah, or we can't really say Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels because Shawn Michaels super kicked Marty and threw him through a glass window.
So. Yeah, and I would never do that to you, but I mean, hey, you might do that to me. I'm not too sure.
Maybe.
You know what? Maybe we'll go with, as far as dynamic duos go, maybe we'll go with Korea and Solani.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Korea was my favorite player growing up, and Tamu is the man, so we'll go with that.
The Finnish Flash.
The Finnish Flash, baby. So what's on the menu today? What are we chewing on?
So what's your thoughts on the mid-season of the Jets?
Well, we talked a little bit about it on the last episode, but I guess since the Jets have gone on a bit of a skid, I think they've lost three of their last four in regulation. Twice to the Oilers now. They lost back-to-back for the first time this season. And then Montreal, I believe it was last Monday. And then they beat Montreal in overtime. So one thing I will say is that this Canadian division, you never really know what you're going to get. It reminds me so much of the playoffs. And the Jets, up until these last two meetings with the Oilers, I would have said they had the Oilers' number. And then I watched the game last night, and the Oilers get a little bit of some lucky bounces, they get some good goaltending, and that can be the difference, as it was last night. I thought Winnipeg actually played a pretty darn good game, but Mike Smith, the old geezer between the pipes, stood on his head. And Connor McDavid is good. I think Bernsey talked about that the other day in a text message, saying, guys, I think Connor McDavid is good, and watched it last night, and yeah, pretty much confirmed it. He is the engine of the Oilers, but this isn't an Oilers podcast. It's not a Jet one anyway, or either, but I can't complain about the Jets season. I think I said that the last episode, but we're seeing a lot from the top six right now, and Dubois is sitting at about 11 points in 20 games or something like that. So I know he scored a lot of his points in the overtime period, as the Jets are pretty dominant in overtime. But I'd like to see a little bit more from Dubois.
Yeah, I like Dubois, so.
Love him. Yeah, I think he's a really good player. But, it's pretty much where I'm at with the Jets. I mean, they're lucky to have a pretty good goalie. What do you think of Neil Pionk?
He's good.
Yeah, is he the new number one D-man in Winnipeg, do you think?
He might be.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah, him and Morrissey won, too.
Yeah, I'd almost rather, like, watching Neil Pionk play against Connor McDavid yesterday, I was like, man, he's actually like, I mean, nobody can go step for step with McDavid, but he came up with a couple stops on him, and I was like, man, maybe thinking back to the Trouba trade, I'm like, maybe Winnipeg's come out on top here.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. So, yeah, I don't know. Happy with the Jets. I think they got 18 wins so far halfway through the season. 31 games played. What are they playing? 56 now, so 25 to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, what do you have you heard a little bit of the trade rumors with Matthias Ekholm in Nashville?
I heard Pierre LeBrun saying something about they should trade Nyku and a first for Ekholm.
Yeah.
You think that's too much?
I think without Ekholm on Nashville, their defense is paper thin, especially with Ryan Ellis injured right now. I don't really think Nashville's really in a position to make the playoffs. I believe they've struggled out of the gate this year. So as far as Ekholm goes, I mean, Scheifele's gone on record in the past saying that Ekholm's the hardest defenseman to play against in the NHL, like the most underrated guy, kind of like how Barkov is the most underrated forward, or had been for the last few years on Florida there, right? So yeah, Ekholm would be a guy that I'd be really happy for the Jets to pursue. But back to your question, is it too much or too little to offer Nyku in a first? I think I don't know if that'll be enough to get it done, because Ekholm is going to be sought after big time. I have a feeling. And the 2-week quarantine upon entering Canada, I think, really puts a damper on any sort of trade talk, I think, from Winnipeg's standpoint. I think maybe we'll see a couple moves, maybe within the Canadian division, but I don't know if teams are going to be wanting to have players sit for 2 weeks at this point in the season.
But with that, who would you trade for then?
Who would I trade for? In the Canadian division?
Yeah,
that's a tough. That's a really tough question, especially off the top of my head. I mean, I'd look to Ottawa, because they're probably going to be unloading some players. But as far as their defense goes, I can't really think of anybody who would be a major upgrade for Winnipeg. No offense to you being an Ottawa fan, but it'd be a huge asset for Winnipeg. I look to a team like Calgary, who may be looking to blow things up. I don't think they're looking at getting rid of a guy like Mark Giordano right now. I think he's still under contract for a couple of years, but I would like a player like of that style, right? That brings that leadership, that can play in every situation, that's got a little bit of sandpaper. Kind of a player like Giordano, but I don't see a guy like that coming over from Calgary, as he's been the captain there for a number of years. But time will tell. That's right. It's going to be the deadline's not for another, what is it, a couple weeks? Beginning of April, I think.
Yeah,
it's something like that. So, what are you? How are you feeling about the Jets' season this far? Where are you at with them? Are they contenders, pretenders? Do you think they have a shot at winning the division?
That's the thing. Like, outside this division, that it's probably hard for them to if they get past like Toronto and make it to the conference final, I think they have a hard time.
Yeah,
the defense, and
I think they've shown that they can play against Toronto and Edmonton no problem. I don't think those teams have. They both have. One team's got Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, and then the other team's got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. So you're going up against the class of the NHL as far as offensive weapons go, and both teams have depth, but I think Winnipeg's shown the ability to play quite well against both teams, as we saw them take 5 or 6 points against Toronto there a week ago.
Yeah,
something along those lines. I know they played quite well against the Leafs. So, pardon me, but I could see them, like you said, you could see them come out of the division, but you run into the other conferences, and I think the teams like Vegas and Colorado sitting in the West Division. I don't remember. I think we were talking about this the other day. I don't know what division they'd end up playing first, but it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, so Toronto's kind of having problems right now too, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading the other day that Freddie Anderson is sitting, he's playing through something, and he, I think it's rumored to be groin related, but I mean, Freddie Anderson, I'm not going to say he's the backbone of the Leafs because they got a lot of good players, but without Freddie Anderson, you're looking at friend of the show, Michael Hutchinson, and Jack Campbell, who I think he's got back-to-back shutouts now, but I think Toronto would probably look to upgrade their goaltender ahead of the trade deadline.
Yes,
especially if Anderson's hurt.
I know the Senators beat them the last time they played them, and they got...
Yeah, they did.
They got 2 goals on 3 shots.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, on Hutch.
Oh, man.
And it's like within a minute.
Nice. And I saw that, what's his name, got his first career win? Ottawa goalie, is it Dackard or Decord?
Decord, I don't know. I think he got injured in the last game, too.
Yeah, and that's what I saw his interview after he beat the Leafs, and he seemed almost like he was going to cry in the interview, and then he comes out and plays another game, and I think he's out with a high ankle sprain for the rest of the year. So that's kind of a sad story, because he's quite the goaltender for Ottawa.
Yeah.
That could use a goalie, you know?
Yes, they play 3 more times. If Ottawa can win 2 of the 3 times, I get double the beer.
Double the beer for you?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Have you talked to that certain Leaf fan regarding that? Or
Not recently.
No, yeah. You should maybe send him a reminder, just a simple beer emoji. Maybe send him that.
Yeah.
See what he says. You would rattle him for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know he'd be rattled.
Oh, yeah. He'd probably just look at his phone.
Just being like, he wouldn't even say anything. He'd just be like,
oh. He'd look at his phone, delete message.
Yeah. Yeah, delete message. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Eh? He wouldn't even reply.
No, just be like,
That's when you know you got him. Yeah. Under his skin. Under his skin.
Yeah, it's good old cut dog.
That's funny. So what about the other divisions? Have any other teams kind of, I mean, at this point, I mean, any other teams surprise you at how good or how bad they are?
I like the Vegas, so, because they have 4 Manitoba boys on there, and Reeves, Stone, Glass, and White Cloud.
White Cloud, yeah, what a story the Zach White Cloud is, the former Verdun Oil Capital of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. Hey, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Playing top 4 minutes. Yeah, they've got a lot of Manitoba flavor on Vegas. It's hard not to, you know, kind of root for those guys.
You think Kelly McCrimmon is kind of biased against Manitobans, or with the Manitobans or not?
No, I think it's clear that he likes the Manitoba talent.
Yeah,
I mean, who was their first signing? Do you remember when Vegas signed their first ever player? Do you remember who it was? It was before the draft, like the supplemental or the whatever you call it, the extension draft. He was a Brandon Wheat kid. Reed Duke was his name.
Yeah, okay, I kind of think I must be a younger guy because it won't be Eakin, and they took him in the Saxon draft.
Yeah.
So I was like, no.
Yeah, it was weird. It wasn't even in the draft. It was like their first player, their first signing. And everybody was like, oh, here comes Vegas. They got Reed Duke. And nobody knew who he was aside from like the people of Brandon. So that was a funny one. But no, I'd say Kelly McCrimmon, pretty biased towards Manitobans. I mean, they got Peyton Krebs, Winnipeg Ice, right? He's next. So, yeah.
And
pretty cool.
The first team captain of the Las Vegas Knights is a Manitoba-born player, former Wheat King, Mark Stone.
Yeah. Mark Stone, friend of the show as well. question for you regarding Vegas in general. What do you think of those gold helmets?
Oh, gold. I don't know. Say,
Have you seen those?
Yes. Not a fan of them.
I didn't think you would be.
No, have you seen, did you watch the one award show, or no, halftime show of the Super Bowl, where The Weeknd played at a halftime?
Okay, yeah, I think I remember catching a couple,
Are you still there? Yeah. Okay. And,
The Weeknd, yeah.
And, he's going through that little maze with mirrors and that. And, he had that reflection of the gold. Yeah. And they put him on the helmet. Someone put his face on the helmets.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when he's lost in the mirror, he's got his hands up and it's he's on drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminded me of being in Vegas with Talon. It was pretty funny. But yeah, those gold helmets, they're something. It reminds me of when Nashville came in and switched their helmets to yellow. And I remember just being like, oh my God, that's never going to work. And now I see Nashville with blue helmets, old clips of Shea Weber and stuff. And I'm like, okay, maybe the yellow works. I don't know if Vegas is going to keep the gold going, but it's... They're trying to start a trend, or they're going a little wild here. So
overseas,
how it goes. But
I know overseas they had if you're the top scorer on your team, wears the gold bucket, right?
Yeah, I can't remember what league that's in, but I have seen that. Yeah, the scoring leader gets to wear the golden bucket.
Yeah, not everyone can be the top scorer in Las Vegas.
No, it's a pretty funny one. I'm glad we had a chance to talk about that. Now that we've kind of seen all the jerseys there, all the reverse retros, which ones kind of stand out to you? I know I'm kind of asking you a bunch of questions here, but I'm curious. Any that you really like? Any that you don't like?
That's the same. There's a lot of hits and misses with that. Vegas, I ranked them pretty low on their reverse retro. Colorado's one, I ranked them pretty high. And...
Oh, that's the Nordiques one, yeah.
Yeah, the Nordiques one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's is pretty good.
I don't mind Nashville's. The Silver Arms or whatever?
Yeah. And the range is pretty good. The Devils are pretty good.
Yeah, the Devils. I was kind of I don't know, but it's grown on me for sure. I'm a big fan now.
The Panthers are pretty good.
Yeah.
And the Canucks, not really. They rank play low.
Yeah. How about the Red Wings?
I think they're probably my least favorite one, or close to it.
Yeah, that jersey, it's such an iconic jersey to begin with. Not that one, but their jerseys, the red and white. They have such a classic look. I don't feel like they can kind of go off the, too far from their roots. But, it just seems like... It almost seems like it reminded me of an assignment I would hand in high school, and just I would leave, three quarters of it blank because I didn't know what the heck I was doing in math or whatever. And then I would hand it in and I would just get a terrible grade, but I just hand it in anyway. That's what the jersey reminds me of, just an unfinished assignment. So definitely some good ones.
Are you ready for some Q&A?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Another surprise Q&A. Bring it on, buddy. Okay. Hopefully it's not about movies again.
No. Jersey numbers. Okay, good.
Jersey numbers.
Yes. Jets jersey numbers.
Jets? Current?
Current, yes. So I picked three numbers. And you have to pick, name all the players who wore those numbers.
Name all of the players who wore them?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So.
Okay.
Jersey number 7. Name the four players.
Jersey number 7.
Name the four players that wore number 7.
Okay. Whew. Four players on the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
Like the 2.0 or whatever. Yeah. That wore number 7. I can name two for sure. Ben Chiarot.
Yeah.
And Dmitry Kulikov.
Yes.
Keaton Ellerbe?
Yes.
Oh, I got it. And then, I don't know.
He was a guest on...
What's that?
He was a guest on your podcast.
Oh, he was too. Derek Meach.
Yes.
No way.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't believe we got that.
Name two players that wore 80.
Two players that wore 80.
Yeah.
There's two?
Two.
Nick Antropov.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's another one. Was it a goalie?
No.
No, hey?
No, it wasn't a goalie, no.
You give me a hint.
He played for the Moose and Jets.
Played for the Moose and the Jets?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Spotchek never made the Jets, though, did he?
It was Michael Spotchek.
No. Spotchek did?
Yeah.
Did he play a regular season game with the Jets or no?
Yeah, I think he may have appeared a little bit, but not frequently.
Yeah, like exhibition?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What else you got? This is hard.
Name three players that were 91.
How many? Four?
Three. Three that wore 91.
Okay, Jiří Tlusti.
Yes.
And there's two more, man? Ah, man. I don't know. Dude, this is going to haunt me. Bermistrov wore a couple different numbers, but he didn't wear 91.
He did?
He did.
He did,
eh?
He did, yeah.
What did he wear? 8? 6 and 91?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, it's not Bermistrov. Yeah. But it is, I guess. Wow, okay. So Bermistrov, Tlusti. And this probably would have been like the first couple years the other guy, hey?
No.
No, more recent?
Yeah.
Aw, dude. I don't know.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know.
I think in this past draft...
I need a hint.
We drafted him in this past draft.
The past draft?
Yeah.
Vesalainen?
Currently playing for the Moose.
Cole Perfetti.
Cole Perfetti, yeah.
It is, eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Not really. I needed a little bit of help there, so I'm happy you were there to hold my hand through that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Nice. That was hard. That was hard, but good. That's what she said. Sorry.
I know. That.
Awesome.
Yeah. Did you watch the Fastlane pay-per-view?
Oh, did I watch it? No, yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I'd love a love an invite over to watch a pay-per-view one of these days, now that we can hang out a little bit here. So, yeah. No, I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I know you're watching it at home. So how was it?
It's pretty good. So
yeah.
The Fiend came back.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's back, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little looking different. And
yeah, it looks like he was set on fire or something weird.
Yeah, I think that pay-per-views early in the year, he ran in Orton, set him on fire, so.
Ah, nice, okay. Yeah, I'd seen on the last couple episodes that Alexa Bliss has been kind of haunting Randy, and weird things have been happening, so. I'm guessing they're setting that match up for WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I showed you a clip earlier about Trail Puck Boys. And how
yes.
Bubbles is bugging Julian again a real Jeep. And he's saying this is a real Jeep. Yeah, real Jeep for G.I.
Yeah.
Joe.
G.I. Joe. Real Jeep for G.I.
Joe. Yes. Like, those guys are good for a laugh.
Those guys, yeah. You know what? I actually just dove back into, I think it was season 4 of Trailer Park Boys. And both me and Adrian were sitting up watching it one night. And I was just like, this show is just brilliant. Like, for as dumb as these guys appear to be, like, their acting is just brilliant. And I really, really appreciate their comedy. And it's crazy how old it is now. Hey, like, the early 2000s or like the mid 2000s, I think, was when it kind of took off. And then I think it ended around 2007 and before they came back on Netflix, you know, 8 years later or whatever it was in 2015, right before John Dunsworth, Mr. Leahy, passed away. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but big fan of the show.
You know, Bubba taught Wayne Gretzky everything he knows.
Oh, you used to go play Gretzky. That's a good clip if anybody hasn't seen it. Bubba's clip on Hockey Night in Canada from about 8 or 9 years ago. It's one of the best interviews you'll ever see. So always a fun one to bring up, Don.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, buddy. Always a pleasure. Nice chatting with you and good to see you today. Even better, it was nice to, you know, have you over and get to see my boys, and they were pretty excited to see their uncle, so that was awesome.
Yes. How was your head today?
Oh, my head was all right. Why do you ask?
I was wondering.
Oh, you're just wondering. Okay, yeah, no inside joke there. Okay, good, good. Oh, boy. All right, man. Well, you take care and have a good week, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, drive safely.
Yeah, will do. You stay classy.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.